How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly
favored. It's drawn all over you.
Hallelujah.
It's drawn all over you that you are blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Wow, good to
How
see you again.
How are you doing,
well,
Pastor?
We're doing good by grace.
Thank
well,
you
Kathy.
For blessing us this morning.
Amen. We're humbled. Well, McCarthy, I know the Lord has placed a word on your heart for
yes,
us this
sir.
Morning, and we just can't wait for what the Lord has placed on your heart at such a time as this. We are very ready. Woman of God, please carry us along.
Thank you, sir. Truly appreciate you. And the producer, God richly bless you and the entire family of Joy FM. It's good to be back. This is home.
Yes.
Okay, so the Lord has put a word in my spirit, and I was wondering how he will make you say the things you were saying.
Wow.
Because it's seriously in tandem with whatever he had put in my heart.
Wow.
Two key scriptures I will base my message on. Mm. If any other scripture comes, thank God. But if it doesn't, we'll manage the two.
Mm.
Okay, so Psalms 46, verse 1.
Mm.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Isaiah 65, verses 21 to 24 reads, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Verse 23 is my emphasis, and 24. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So the short exhortation, I will title it, Help for the Family.
Hallelujah.
Help for the family. Help is coming to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's family, somebody's
Hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Help is coming to somebody's circumstance
Hallelujah.
And situation.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who I'm sitting here for, but I came prophetically to say help is
Jesus.
Coming. Help, it may not look so, but help is coming.
Amen.
For to him that believeth, the Bible says there shall be a performance. Even if they do not believe, we join our faith with them and we say help is coming. Help is coming. Your serving
you,
God
Jesus.
Is not in vain. Every family at some point, you know, needs help. Everyone at some point will need help, whether it's financial help, whether it's communication breakdown in the family, whether it has to do with parenting, whether it has to do with emotional wounds, whether it has to do with grief, whether it has to do with disappointment, whether it has to do with frustrating circumstances. Everyone born of a woman once in a lifetime, or if not multiple times, will come through this kind of situations where it looks exasperating. What God, what are you doing? Where are you? And you keep praying and nothing seems to happen. But God sent me here to say help is on the way to you and to your family.
Hallelujah.
God cares about families, and that's why he says in Jeremiah 31 verse 1, he said, I am the God of the families. I don't know whose family I'm sitting here for. I don't know who has stood in the gap for their family for so long, and they are wondering, God, when will you answer this prayer? When will my family come in alignment with what you had promised, what you have spoken to my spirit about, what you had shown me? And it looks as if you've done everything you know to do, and you are getting weary. The Bible says help is on the way. Help is on the way. He will send you help from Zion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to be comforted with these words, comforted by these words, and come to a place where there is no shadow of a doubt. For he is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. I don't know what your family is going through, but I came burdened for families, because there's something about life. There is a reason why God created or instituted the family.
Yeah.
It is the entry point for humanity. It's the exit point. Everybody came into the world through the family. And they will exit the world through their own family.
Yeah.
And so, whatever the case may be, I don't know what your family may be going through, like I said earlier, but I came under God to say, help is coming. Help is on the way.
Jesus.
There is help for your family. There is help for you as a person. Don't throw in the towel. Don't make a decision in a situation that is comma.
Jesus.
and you consider it full stop. Until God puts full stop, it's not full stop. There is a comma, and there will be a continuity of that situation, and it will be positive. So hold on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is present in our homes. I want to emphasize that also. Somebody may say, maybe it's my neighbor's home that God is present. Before they could even ask, he will answer them. But I want you to know that God is present in that home. He knows what that home is going through. He knows what that home is experiencing. He knows everything going on. You know what? Sometimes we are not even articulate enough to explain the circumstances of our lives, to explain to people what we are going through. We put a facade. There is always this facade that people wear, that it appears as everything is working. But God knows what is going on in the home. When you dress up and go to work and you had left a burden at home, oh God, when will you fix it? I want you to know that there is God who knows exactly what you have left behind or what you've carried along. And he says help is on the way to your family.
Jesus.
So we often think God only moves in churches. No, he doesn't only move in churches. He moves in homes. He moves in families. He moves in individual lives. He longs to dwell in your life. He longs to dwell in your home. And so that is why that Psalms 46 verse 1 said that he is the present help in time of trouble. Not visiting help, but present help. He doesn't take notes from other people. Oh, when I travel, so what happened to them? He doesn't consult to know what is going on. He is the very present help. Exactly. He knows, he sees, he feels. And so I want you to know that today, 13th of August, God has sent two servants of God. I didn't know what Pastor Ato had in the spirit to share with us, but it's in alignment with what the Lord deposited in my spirit. Help is going to locate somebody.
Amen.
Don't try to figure out how it's coming. Only be positioned in God, because help will hit you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. You don't have to face the family struggle alone, because he's a present help and he will come through for you. Be encouraged, because he's not a man. I repeat, he is not a man. He is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He is a God that is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He is available in that living room, in that bedroom, like you heard earlier on. You are tossing on the bed. Maybe you haven't even been able to have a good sleep because of circumstances surrounding your life and your family. But I came under God to say, weeping may endure through the night. But joy comes
in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. That's a word for somebody. Jeez. Your morning has just been ushered in.
Jesus.
And you're going to be excited over what God is about to do. I receive this for myself and I receive it for you.
Amen.
Because help is locating you. Help is locating your family. Sometimes, like I said, you come up looking too wonderful, but you know you're broken inside. God knows your brokenness. There's somebody whose marriage is falling apart. God understands what you're going through. There's somebody grieving over a lost one. Oh my God, the nation is mourning now. The nation is mourning. The 8 gallant men who have left women unprepared, children unprepared for the future they are about to begin now. But there is help for every family. Yes, the father may depart, the mother, God forbid, may depart. But there is a God in heaven who will never abandon his own. Maybe your own grieving situation is not known nationally, but you know you are broken, you're wounded because you've lost a loved one also. We were sent by God to tell you, help will come to that situation.
Amen.
It looks bleak now, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but you know, they call him comforter. Jesus said, I must go that the comforter will come. Oh my goodness, we have the comforter with us now. And I activate the services of the comforter over that situation of your life. I don't know what it is. Whether you're grieving, wipe your tears. But anyway, even if you feel like crying, go ahead and cry. You are permitted to bleed out. He takes record of every tear that drops. And he knows he will do something about it. Your life will not end in shame.
Yes.
That situation will not leave you on the ground perpetually.
Oh,
the Lord will lift you up.
Because
he says when you are down, he will lift you up. And I release the word of God over your situation. That the Lord will lift you up in that situation. Maybe there is also somebody that in the course of the year, you never thought you were going to lose your job. Maybe husband and wife. And two of you are out out of work now. There are children crying for food. Rent is, you know, due. Things are not adding up. And you're wondering, God, will it not even be better to end this life? I came to tell you, better days are ahead. Yes. They are not behind.
Thank you.
Help for the family.
Thank you.
Help for the families. Better days are not behind. They are ahead. Don't try to figure it out, because you can't figure God out. The transformation and the change can happen in a split of a moment. And I pray, God, that help will locate you.
Amen.
But there's another thing I want us, as we draw to the close. Prayer is needed. Don't be tired of praying. Even when you cannot pray, there are worship that activates the presence of God. Get your atmosphere activated. Because the devil, John 10:10, he is a liar. He came to steal, to kill, to destroy. So activate the atmosphere so he doesn't hijack it. Because depression, despair, anxiety, trouble has a way of eating up strength. So even when you don't have words to utter again, because you are saying, I have prayed and prayed and prayed, I don't know what to pray again. Now activate worship. Remember, God inhabits the presence of his people. Even if you don't have a good voice to sing, get some songs. Go on YouTube. Download certain songs. Make sure the atmosphere stays activated, because help is on the way. And that worship will activate the speed of help locating you. Nothing frustrates the enemy like realizing that he's buffeting you on all sides, yet you are still standing. Let the presence of God you saturate yourself with keep you standing, because change will locate your family.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything. Oh my goodness, God, is it possible? Some situations are overwhelming, but this is his word. It cannot be broken. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, with request and thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So make sure that you don't allow anxiety to eat you up. And even if you didn't have control and you seem not to know what to do about it, we agree together in this studio that what you are not able to make happen with regards to that disturbing situation that is eating you up, may the grace of God flow through this studio to wherever you are, and may the atmosphere around you change in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May every intention of the enemy against your life and family be frustrated, destroyed, terminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your family shall no more see pain or grief in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Affliction shall not arise the second time over your family or that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. So prayer isn't the last resort. It is first response. But even when you cannot pray as much, activate the atmosphere. Let there be worship going on, because there is peace logging in the atmosphere to drop, and the peace of God passes all human understanding. Let that peace of God wrap you up and cause you not to cast away your confidence. According to Hebrews 10:35, don't cast that confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. The reward of having that faith. Yes, some people are mocking you. Ever since you started praying, ever since you started fasting, all the money you have all of them. Wait now. He who laughs last, laughs best. God will come through. And when he does, mockers will swallow their words. Hold on to allow God, cause mockers to swallow their words. It is not how it starts, it's how it ends. Because
you.
The end of a thing is always better than the beginning. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The end of a thing, your family shall receive that due reward God had ordained for her to receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And if you're bleeding now, there is a God that wipes tears away. Because help is there for your family, may he wipe your tears in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, love and grace heal broken pieces. Love and grace. For every family is listening to me, and for every member of the family, the best you can give your family member is love, grace, and understanding. There is a reason why God put the structure of the family there. That even if the whole world were to turn their back, there will be a circuit of people who will stay together, connected together, bound together. Protect your family members. Some of them may not look like what you want. Use prayer and grace to allow God work through you to them.
Yes.
Family is essential. Hold your own dear. There may be some patterns that are repetitive. There is a God that as you trust in that family, those repetitive cycles will be swallowed up.
Amen.
Take your family members very seriously. Pray for them. Maybe there is an alcoholic. Maybe there is an addict. Maybe there is somebody who is bringing shame to the family. Don't give up on them. Saul didn't look like Paul at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, Saul became Paul. Because people stood in the gap. Stand in the gap for that family because help is coming.
Mm.
And help may make the worst of sinners in your family to become the greatest of saints.
Saints, true.
Keep praying. Keep shielding. Mm. Keep covering. Mm. Keep protecting. Keep going on your knees for your family because help is coming.
Mm.
And that help will not only hit you.
Mm.
It will hit multiple members of the family.
Mm.
And I hear God says, where others are saying there is a casting down,
ah,
to you and your family, there shall be a lifting up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what you presently go through, there is a lifting coming.
Yes.
There is a lifting coming.
Yes.
So what do I say in conclusion? Whatever your family is going through today, remember, God is your help.
Mm.
Let that sink. Whatever you or your family may be going through today, Jesus, even if you have been broken to pieces, remember, Jehovah is your help. He will help you because he didn't go on transfer or leave for that situation to happen. And Romans 8:28, the Bible says, all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, will work together for your good. Oh, hallelujah. So hold your peace.
Mm.
Better days are ahead. They are not behind.
Amen.
He is ready. God is ready to strengthen. He is ready to guide.
Mm.
He's ready to lift up.
Mm.
He's ready to bless.
Mm.
He's ready to comfort.
Mm.
He's ready to give succor.
Mm.
He is ready to give everything that could possibly be needed to bring about the required restoration.
Mm.
Please receive it today.
Amen.
Let this morning, the early hours of this morning, 13th of August, be your day of a total turnaround.
Yes.
It must happen first in your spirit,
yes,
and then it will materialize in the flesh.
Amen.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For every family.
Amen.
First of all, for the 8 gallant families that lost their loved ones, the breadwinners, the strong pillars, the ones that were there defending them. May Jehovah take over
Jesus.
In those families.
Amen.
Comfort the grieving wives and children.
Amen.
Protect the remaining lives.
Amen.
Let there be no more affliction.
Amen.
Baba, wipe their tears away.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Soothe them in ways no human being can ever soothe them. And we pray together for everyone who's lost life. Father, we also lift up a cry unto you. And we say the spirit of termination of life prematurely, that is literally everywhere, through accident, through this, through that. All, Father, whatever was cast as a spell over the nation, by the blood of the Lamb, we command it to be broken.
Jesus' name.
Decree enough of bloodshed.
Yes.
By air, by land, by sea, by road, domestically, we decree, let safety cover this nation as a blanket in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the destroyer not have access to lives again.
Jesus
whatever
name.
Covenant may be activated in families to take lives. Father, we decree the covenant of Jesus and his blood supersedes every other covenant. Let your covenant speak in every situation this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And for every person that tuned in, whether it's their marital issues, whether it has to do with financial issues, whether it has to do with delayed pregnancy, whether it has to do, oh God Almighty Jehovah, with loss of job, whatever your people are going through, whatever any family, oh God Almighty, breadwinner is going through, we release the favor of God to every family and all the members thereof. Let there be a change because you've promised that help is on the way because you are the God that helps family.
Yes.
Help everyone and help every family.
Yes.
We give you praise because we are persuaded that you will do much more than we have asked. Why? Because this is the confidence that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us.
Yes.
Thank you for hearing us.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.